Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Ooh. Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir, thanks to Taddy's Ponsonby Road and High Street.
The wonderful word of fashion.
Aloha.
Aloha to you, madam. Hi, Penelope, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. I noticed that we're all wearing black again. Who would have thought? I wanted to ask you whether you'd seen the new BFM car.
No, I have not. Is this the Citroen?
I've had the privilege of driving around the new Citroen C4 Cactus.
What colour is it?
Black. it's so BFM, it's so black and it's so cool.
I've always wanted to drive a Citroen, but I've never driven one.
Well, go for one of these modern ones that we've got.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
They're kind of fashion, aren't they?
Yeah, we could go for a drive after this, if you like.
Oh, cool. Let's go for a home.
Yeah, go for a home. Well, no, go for a drive according to the road rules.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, within the speed limit.
And within the parameters of the people who've given us the car, to use. If you see it around, it's discreetly signposted.
Discreetly,
A beautiful Citroen C4 Cactus. Ow!
Awesome.
So are you saying that people can just doorstep you and ask for a lift?
No.
Just
no,
me.
No, no, because it's happened to me before. And
like that
Uber driver that I got that time. Remember, I was telling that story yesterday, actually. The Uber driver, and he jumped in the car and went, I recognize you. Hey, still doing your teen show with your mate? Oh, yeah, oh, no. Gets all the way to my house and goes, hey, mind if I get a selfie, man? Sure. And he goes, he's taking it, he's going, oh, I'm going to post this on Facebook, mate. Me and Mark Ellis.
Oh.
I didn't tell him. So someone's going to tell him.
Yep.
And it sounds like his sister's going to Facebook him back going, that's not Mark Ellis, you dang. That's not going to be me. He doesn't actually even look like Mark Ellis. Although he's a professional sportsman, so I could see how people would get that a little bit.
Yep.
Okay, fashion. Apart from having a fashionable car, BFM, fashion.
Okay, so today I thought, I saw this headline when I was looking at the business of fashion, and it actually comes from the Quartz website, which is qz.com, and the headline was, multi-level marketing companies LuLaRoe are forcing people into debt and psychological crisis.
And when you told me this, I went, what the shit's LuLaRoe?
So then we had to have a look. And talk about New Zealanders liking a bit of black. How about the US liking a bit of colour?
A bit of print?
Yeah, bit of print everywhere.
You just have to watch any talk show and go, it is. You imagine trying to get that in New Zealand. You imagine trying to get a crowd that perfectly colour coordinated, a complete rainbow of colours in the crowd. Like, guy wearing a green jumper with a yellow shirt underneath, sitting next to a woman in red, sitting next to a woman in pink, sitting next to no one in black, no one in black.
It's kind of like Blue's Clues, but on talk show.
The website that Penny has up right now is lularoe.com, LuLaRoe, and it looks like it, and I'm allowed to say this as I do have epilepsy, it looks like a seizure.
It does. It's very bright, very colourful. I'm sorry, Mark. Yes, and I think the leggings are the most disturbing for me.
That's what I think.
It looks like Ken Doan. Nailed it.
Ken Doan epilepsy.
So it's very, very bright. And I've got nothing against prints. You know, Gorman, they do amazing prints. But this stuff is just out there, a bit whack.
It's a lot of printed viscose.
And it's stretchy polyester.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
I bet it breathes.
I bet it doesn't.
Well, only when you're lifting your skirt up going, woo.
You what?
Anyway, so this is created
when you're lifting your skirt up going, woo. Woo.
This is created
by... I know,
by...
same.
Well, you know, lava. You might wear skirts. Have you got a kilt?
I do. I love wearing the lava. I haven't got a kilt, no.
Oh, you should get a kilt.
I think quite says...
I saw this guy the other day in St. Kevin's Arcade wearing a kilt. And
did you?
He looked amazing.
Anya.
In fact, some men look handsome in a kilt.
Oh, he looked very handsome.
Did Nomdi still make kilts?
Yep.
Beautiful, beautiful woolen things.
How about a dance around the middle?
You'd be amazed, though, how many people are bagpiping in this country. Seriously. And Scottish dancing.
Yep.
Seriously, that's a big deal in this. We have top quality. Sometimes you're going to Victoria Park and you get there on the right day and there'd be like thousands of people playing bagpipes. place.
Oh, I want to check that out.
Yeah. It's quite immersive, though. You get find yourself doing a caber toss and a Highland fling. And a,
I might get like, I might just like have these flashbacks and think I was
games.
A Highlander.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking games are a very real thing.
The way that you talked about this gentleman in the kilt, it seems it might be, I'm just saying.
Oh, he just looks styly.
I don't think it's a prerequisite that you have to wear a kilt if you're competing in the Highland
Games. Axl Rose wore a kilt for a while there.
He did?
Shitter.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I've got to say, I'm not a fan.
I like
the black ones.
Not a fan of Axl Rose.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe what Axl Rose wore at this last show. That one with Dave.
He's allowed.
He wore like the world's worst five t-shirts. Five t-shirts yeah. for a start. Five t-shirts.
They're all bedazzled and they got prints on them.
He's got a ring as big as an iPod, like a big emerald ring like this, and this tatty old shitter of a hat, and just like, oh man.
I think by this stage his hair extensions are actually attached to his bandana, so you just kind of put
that's
on
okay.
those.
That's okay, that's fine, like Brett Michaels. Yeah. Fine. That's a
he
that's
just
a
looks
thing.
Unwashed, actually. That's what
it
I
just
thought.
Just was the those, you know, fourth generation panel with the jeans that they were all wearing. It's like, you guys are all multi-millionaires. Snazz it up. We still know it's you know.
We've described how snazzy the LuLaRoe stock is. Why is it putting people in debt?
Well, it's I guess because, you know, we're looking at, it's called multi-level marketing, but it's not pyramid, not a pyramid scheme, because the difference between a pyramid scheme is where
okay,
you...
Okay, so it is.
Yeah,
so it is, basically, but it's like in New Zealand, pyramid schemes are illegal, but multi-level marketing is not. And a pyramid scheme...
Isogenics! Woo! Get into it!
Yeah, so...
Join a group!
Pyramid selling is when you recruit people to sell for you and you take a commission out of what they're selling. But multi-level marketing is when you recruit people to sell for you but you're selling as well. But essentially you're creating your own competitor, which is kind of what's happening, you know, with the LuLaRoe's kind of thing, LuLaRoe, because people are, it's kind of a thing that happens in lower socioeconomic areas in the States, and so they just recruit more people and they become quite successful, but as they recruit more people they create more competitors, so then it actually
the
levels
audience
out
is becoming smaller,
and they're very into sisterhood and, you know, providing for the family and working in the fashion industry, and you have an upfront initial outlay of $5,000, and they've got like
you
have to pay the $5,000 for the inventory, and then you go off and sell it, and they've got like over 80,000 people that have done that so far, and I think it only started in check like 96 or something like that, but yeah, it's like a Mormon grandmother and it's named after her 2012
of course it is.
Yeah, named after her three grandchildren.
Good story.
Lula and Ro.
And just in 4 years...
La!
Yeah, they sold over $1 billion US in sales. And if you compare that to the oldest and most successful MLMs, or multi-level marketing companies, Mary Kay in the States is $4 billion in sales.
And so, we were talking off air, this is Amway is also one, right?
Yeah, so Amway, Avon, Herbalife.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all those kind of ones. And the other interesting thing they did, that in the States, the FTC legislation was passed requiring franchise companies to disclose risks and benefits of signing up. And they had such a bombardment of people, they were like totally flooded with requests for exclusions, that they now don't have to like disclose that information to the franchisees. Which is like, you know, it's like totally dodgy. You know, like if you're going to claim that you're like this be all and end all amazing company, then you should be disclaiming and be completely transparent, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Especially if they're making claims of sisterhood.
Yeah.
Share and share alike.
And what happens is people...
Helping hand for you and your friends.
Yeah.
What happens is people will end up buying more and more stock, like, because they want to sell more and that sort of thing, but then they end up, you know, because it's levelling off and they're creating their own competitors and that
and
sort of thing.
And suddenly everybody's a cop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they've got no money and they're stressed out and they're, you know. So, so if you want to find out more information and read about this, go to qz.com, and the article is called Multi-Level Marketing Companies, LuLaRoe Are Forcing People Into Debt and Psychological Crisis.
So, what do we do if we know someone that's caught up in this?
You can actually go to the Commerce Commission and talk to them about it. They've actually got a really good...
How do friends help friends, is what I'm saying.
Just don't join up.
But someone might say, you're my penny.
Actually, I've had a friend...
Time to get out of those gloomy rags. Why don't you try some of these super psychedelic, badass 80s prints?
They didn't try it with clothes, but they tried it with Amway. And, yeah, it was quite amazing to watch someone who was, like, quite commonsensical and straight get quite evangelical about something. You know, they really do encourage people. You know, and I think it must be, it's almost like a religion, you know, and people get so worked up about it.
Mm.
So passionate about it, you know, and I guess if it works for people, that's awesome. But
if you've got any stories out there, listeners, we'd like to hear them. If you've been really rolled into one of these manoeuvres, then please 309-3879.
Yeah, and the Commerce Commission actually has a thing that says checking out a scheme. There's two questions that you, if you answer yes to one and two, then regardless of whether the scheme is pyramid selling or not, you should seek financial advice before entering. First one is there a joining fee? And the second one is, does the promotional literature indicate unrealistic earnings? For example, make $100,000 a month legally.
The internet all used to be about some ads for, you know, gentlemen, make your package longer sort of thing, you know. But now it's all these things, earn $70,000 a day.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna give you the secret. I'm just gonna give it to you. You're part of four lucky people I'm gonna give this to.
Yeah.
What a load of cobblers. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I had experience when a distant relation came and sold me life insurance.
A little bit
naive back in the day. And then we found out through a chap who used to work...
You don't need to lower your voice. You can just... Is he there?
How crooked it... No. How crooked the industry is that with this life insurance, you're paying all this money into them and you don't reap the benefits until, I don't know, how many years down the track.
When you die.
So it doesn't mature at all and you waste all this money. And so he said, go and have a go at them. So I had a go at them and went in there with a tape recorder and play hardball with them so I could get my money back out of them. I got most of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But this chap has skilled me up. So you take the tape, in those days you took a tape recorder in, and that worked. Because these life insurance policies, well, you're giving them all this money, and they're just getting all the interest out of you, and you better put the money in the bank.
So what I learned from that is
you just get the cheap insurance, like third-party insurance for a car. You just get annual renewable term insurance, and it's cheap, and just to cover your risk.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that, so it does happen in other industries. I don't know if the insurance companies are tidied up their act. They may have, but just be aware of that.
Thank you very much for that insight. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, bye.
Bye, see you later.
Somebody's texted and said, it's been proven you cannot make a profit in Herbalife without recruiting, so if you are just selling, you'll lose money.
Mm. It says on the US Federal Trade Commission website that 99% of people who join multi-level marketing schemes lose money.
99%?
Yep.
Oh, still 1% don't.
Yeah, I could be in that 1%.
Stay at home mum selling my multicoloured leggings. Yeah, stay at home mum and $7,000 a week.
Yeah, I'm here about my private jet. I'm about to get in my private jet with an actress I've paid to hold a glass of champagne for me. Oh, someone texted, is it here? What does it have to do with us, Penny?
It doesn't. I just thought it was interesting. Actually, I just found it quite fascinating because I find the psychology behind things quite fascinating. You know, the thing that you can just be convinced by marketing to buy into something or feel like, you know, affluence and, you know, status anxiety and stuff like that as well. And I think that this kind of has a little bit to do with it. You know, it's that thing where people kind of want to, you know, try and... They want to keep up with the Joneses and they're thinking of any way they can do it. And, you know, good on them for giving it a go, but I think people just need to know about the pitfalls of
stuff. People get a satisfaction out of the idea that they've sold somebody something that they really, you know, convincing someone to sell at a Tupperware party. Look at this lady. Yeah. That's the thing, you know.
But the thing you said before about comparing it to a religion, it's also offering somebody the chance to belong to something, a group of people where if you do well, you're rewarded and, hey, you're such a good... part of
and
the sisterhood.
Nothing wrong with that. It's just kind of like, I just think people need to be aware of the risks and the benefits, you know. And, you know, it could be that they don't sell anything, but they've made some great mates and, you know, their neighbourhood is more...
connected.
Yeah, because they've kind of gone around having these little parties and selling...
Then
leggings.
You can ditch the LuLaRoe and just have...
I like the
parties.
Idea of having parties.
Yeah. Block parties.
Just parties.
Yeah.
You know.
Block parties and bright coloured outfits.
Stay at home, Dad. Lots of parties.
All right, thank you, Penny.
Thanks.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.